It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Joseph Roy Orton was born in Ripley in 1938, the son of Ross and Martha Orton and the middle of three children. Orton was raised in a farming environment and worked alongside his father in the chicken coops and orchards on the family farm, which grew into the largest poultry and cherry operation in Chautauqua County. At the age of 20, Orton purchased a Concord vineyard next door to his parents' farm. Hand-picking grapes in those days was time-consuming and costly. To make his vineyard operation go faster, Orton and his uncle Max worked on a machine that would make harvesting quicker and cheaper. Despite the detractors, Orton continued to work on the machine, and by the age of 26, he had built a prototype harvester and reached a deal with the Chisholm Ryder Company. In 1967, the company built a model using Orton's patented machine, and it soon became a runaway success. With the help of Orton's machines, grape growers could now harvest 4 to 5 tons per hour. Previously, they were lucky to harvest a ton per day. In 1970, Orton was elected to the National Grape Board. In 1981, he became the chairman of the two-board system of National Grape and Welch's, a position he held for 13 consecutive years. Orton's accomplishments with the National Grape also led to his election on the board of the Springfield Bank for Cooperatives in Massachusetts in 1992. 2 years later, the bank merged into CoBank, and Orton was eventually elected chair in 2002. In 2008, Orton was chosen as the Director of the Year by the National Council of Farming Cooperatives for his 53 years of involvement with cooperatives, including service as President of National Grape Cooperative and Chairman of Welch's and CoBank. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.